Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Homeschool Boldly podcast, brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine, the magazine that makes you feel good, not guilty. Ashley and I have been having a conversation about the 5 essential elements of a natural learning home, and we have covered 4 of those elements so far. If you have missed one of those episodes, you can go back and listen to them, and we hope they are helpful to you. The last one is really one of my favorites when it comes to talking about how do we set up this environment where learning happens naturally, and it's the area of faith. I believe the essential element here is not having a specific curriculum you're doing or a devotional time necessarily. What I'm talking about is living out your faith in front of your kids, letting them see how it's impacting you, how it affects your decisions, and being able to share. There's a verse in Deuteronomy I bet you're familiar with that talks about that we're to teach our kids, you know, when we rise up and when we go down, when we're basically going throughout our day. And I think it sets the precedent. That's how they were to pass along their faith. And I think it's as true today as it was in the time of Israel's beginnings. So Ashley, that was such a big part of your education growing up and how your parents taught you. Now that you're older, what would you say are some specific things that made the biggest difference? I know we've all done some great books together or maybe some curriculum that's great, but what would you say are just some of the natural ways they pass their faith down to you?
So when I would wake up in the morning and come out, my mom was always sitting in the same spot and she was always reading her Bible. And usually she would read Psalms every morning and other different things as well, but always she was reading Psalms and having a quiet time. And I just remember it didn't make that big of an impact on me when I was a kid. But as I got older, I realized, wow, she started her day every day coming before the Lord, letting him speak to her, letting that communion happen between her and the Lord. And that taught me how to begin my day and what was most important. So that made a big impact on me. And of course, you know, going to church with my parents, seeing them live out what they were talking about and hearing about at church, we would pray together. And I think that's something that's really been an important part of what I've tried to do with my kids, to pray with them and allow them to pray as well, to teach them. My mom used to always say, there's no junior Holy Spirit. We all have the Spirit of Christ in us. If we've, you know, accepted him into our heart and believe in him, then there's no small version of that. There's no kid version of that. It's the same. And so she would want us to pray and to be involved. And she would want to hear what our thoughts were when we're reading Bible passages and things like that. And so I've taken that same approach with my kids. I want them to be involved. I want to hear their thoughts and what they have to say. And I have to admit, it amazes me sometimes the things that they realize about the Lord or the questions that they come up with. It just astonishes me because I know that God is speaking to their heart. There's no better moment in my day when something like that happens, when they have this amazing question or this great thought. That's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Yeah. And so what do you do when your kids ask that question? You're like, I have no idea what the answer is. Well, how do you handle that? Because I know that it's scary to a lot of parents. Maybe they haven't grown up with the faith of their parents and teaching and, you know, maybe new to it themselves. So what do you do when they come up with that question that's really, really good and really hard?
And I would say that there's a Bible verse that says, my sheep know my voice. And there's a promise from the Lord that he speaks to us. And so I would pray with them and say, let's figure this out together. Let's find the answer together, because you're teaching them that God is real and he's alive and he's not just something that we read about, but he's something that you can encounter and experience today. And I think that becoming real to them is the biggest thing that we can pass on, because if it's just a list of rules to follow and behavior, that's not going to last throughout their life. You know, it's not just about getting everything right. It's about what Jesus did. And, you know, every Easter, I feel like we try to take it a step deeper. And if my kids can fully understand the love, the depths of God's heart and his passion and his love for us, and knowing what Jesus died to give us, that restoring of that relationship, it was about relationship. It was about him wanting our hearts as close to him as possible. And so if my children know that there's nothing they can do to make him love them more, and there's nothing they can do to make him love them less, if they have that security and that foundation and understanding the nature of God and what he was willing to do for them, then they'll want to live in a way that pleases God. But if we start with, hey, you have to do all of these things to make yourself wanted by God, then that's where we create the very barrier that Jesus died to remove. So we make it about the heart.
Now, I like that. That's what we have talked about this entire series, that these elements go together. They work together. And when we talk about emphasizing our relationship with them over the academics, we're also showing them how relationship and faith in God, Jesus, that's the cornerstone too. That's their foundation for life. That a lot of these things don't matter nearly as much as how we love one another, how we love God. And that's why I always go back to, what's the purpose? Love God, love others, make disciples. And I think if I could go back, I would make that the mantra of our homeschool, that kind of put it all together. Love God, love others, make disciples. And so I think this is a really good place to end, because the point of a natural learning home is to allow things not to be so rehearsed, not so driven by having a curriculum or driven by what society says that they should have at a certain time in their life, but actually going by letting the Holy Spirit lead us. And so part of having a strong faith is us as parents, like your mom, filling ourselves first so that we can then share that with our children. And as kids get older, because now that mine are in their 20s, I learned throughout their years, as they got older, sometimes their questions got harder in a different way. And they would go, this doesn't seem to fit with this. And there were times that I really didn't have the answer. But the beauty of it sometimes was being able to go, I don't have the answer. Not only can we go to together, but to have a relationship with God, we don't have to have all the perfect theological answers for everything. And so giving our kids that opportunity to say, I don't know that answer, but I know the one who does.
Mm-hmm. And not being afraid, right? Not being afraid of those questions and embracing them, because if our kids feel that safety in being able to ask questions, then they'll bring the hard questions to us. And I think a lot of times kids, as they get older, if it has been focused on, you know, tradition and rules and behavior, then they get to a place where they don't feel comfortable having questions like, oh, you shouldn't have any questions about your faith. And the truth is, you know, we all have questions at different times about different things that we're walking through, because life has ups and downs. And so if our kids know that safety in coming to us and we can look at those questions and figure it out together, I think that is so huge as you've seen your kids get older.
Exactly. All right. So that is the end of our series, the 5 essential elements of a natural learning home. But as we've said, they go together. And even the first one was about creating a safe place for our kids and having these questions. We hope that you're able to create a safe place for your kids in all these areas, whether it's allowing them to be creative and messy, whether it is in building relationships or dealing with the hard questions they'll have on faith. We pray that you would just lean back, lean into the Lord, we want you to love this process as much as, you know, I can look back and say, as much as I love this process, as much as Ashley could say, I loved growing up this way. We might not have always felt it on certain days or certain moments, but it is a beautiful thing. And so remember that you've got this because God's got you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.